Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Kennedy. Welcome to GNDM. Episode 32, God's Word for Me, a Queer and Trans Perspective. How are you today? And I trust that your day is going well. This week finished up the last Sunday in January already. Years gone by fast, hasn't it? And today's lesson, today's scripture reading is from the book of Matthew. I'm going to read from verses 35 through the end of 38. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers unto his harvest." Backdrop of this chapter 9 of Matthew, Jesus got into a boat across the river and headed to his hometown. Now, if you go through the chapters, Jesus had done a lot to heal the paralytic. He called Matthew to his ministry. Mother Matthew is a tax collector. Jesus had questions about fasting, which he answered. A girl restored to life. A little girl died. Her father actually laid his hand on her. Jesus did so, and she was healed. A woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years searched the fringe of his garment. And was healed. A mute man had a possessed by a demon, and the demon he cast out, and the man spoke. And if people saw all this, and they said, "Never has anything been seen like this either." But Jesus also, as he went to a lot of these cities and villages, teaching the synagogue, proclaiming the good news. People were sick, people were cured. And Jesus had compassion on them. Why? Because they weren't getting any help. The Pharisees weren't doing anything to help the people. All they were doing is just, just basking in their own importance. And many of the people, it was like they had nobody to guide them, nobody to help them. And they didn't know anything about sheep. Sheep had a shepherd. The sheep would just wander off. They just wander off everywhere. And unless they're only kept within the confines of the herd, they'll just wander off and prey to other animals like wolves, lions, predatory animals. And I use this analogy because it seemed like the people there would pray for the religious leader of that time, the Pharisees. And many people needed help. And I look at our situation even now in our country. Guys, I wonder what kind of leadership that we have people are fighting over a lot of things, some of them nonsense. People are confused as to what to do. Pandemic brought out a lot of things. The pandemic brought out a lot of things. People need help, things change. understand it. I don't comprehend verse 37 and 38. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, the labor is few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers to the harvest. Now, I worked on the farm for a couple of years. And I know you need as many people as you can to harvest all the field, all the crops. Where I work, we have strawberries, we have corn, we have a number of other crops, cows, that you know, and everything. It's a big job, and you need the laborers. And we need the laborers from God's vineyard. People out here that need counseling. People out here need to be prayed for. Maybe someone's calling you to teach their children or to tutor somebody, tutor a student. It's quite possibly maybe God's calling you to lead a Sunday school class or to, have a prayer group or many other things, whatever God is calling you to do, continue, go ahead and proceed with it. We sure do need a lot of labor. That's why some people need someone just to know that they're important, that they matter. One of the things that I see is some folks have the idea you have to be like everybody else in the way. You have to conform to whatever is popular or whatever is the best thing. But God has an individual plan for everybody. You heard me mention on these episodes, you have to go be who you are. You have to be the person that you are. What's right for different one person may not be good for you. We all have our own journey to travel. We're all at different points in our lives. Maybe it's the same thing with laborers. Each laborer has a different particular role. Each laborer has a specific job. Think about it now. Just imagine it. All you have laborers is, say you're on a farm, say, all your laborers is a crop. Well, if you have cows, it has to be milk. Who's going to milk the cows? Or who's going to harvest crops? Or who's going to ride vehicles on the farm? And we can labor in many different ways. Maybe your church or your synagogue or your mosque. There's always something to do. Maybe you help keep the church, keep your place clean. Maybe you help out, serving when they have a fellowship hall. Maybe you welcome a new person. Maybe someone needs someone to talk with. Make somebody feel welcome. Thank God, it's something that my spouse does very well. He always sees somebody that's willing to be welcome and invite you to a table. And we can all do something, labor doesn't matter. labor can be anything. You know, whatever little part that you do is valuable. And it be a blessing to that, to another person, it be a blessing to the ministry. And I just imagine how Jesus felt when he saw all these people clamoring to him, but had nobody else. He had nobody in town. The Pharisees weren't doing anything. They weren't doing anything to help people. You know, many probably fell by the wayside. Of course, you know, but when they saw Jesus, they saw the miracles, they saw what happened. And they said, hey, maybe there's something to this. And even these days, you know, in many laborers, you know, everywhere, many hands help make light work. And I encourage you to, put your hand, there's an old saying called putting your hands to the plow. That's a kind of a farm thing. That's a farm thing, as I've heard it on the farm. You know, when you do the job of your fields, you have a plow. And everybody has a plow and fill the soil. Put it in modern sense, you know, whatever it is to do, however you can help out. You know, just, if God leads, you know, God leads you, just go and do it. Because that'd be a little bit of help. And this is the message I like to leave you each day. One final thought is, let the person, if you're doing it, you know, whatever person is doing it, you know, make them feel welcome, make them feel that they're important. Make them believe that, you know, God cares for them and about them. And I pray this lesson has helped someone today. This is Genevieve. The Genevieve Gym tonight. Pray that your rest of your day is going well. And I pray that you get together for our next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.